He was our sin offering, February 24th.
God provides a way of escape.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. It is the mystery of God in the flesh, God in Christ, and divinity in humanity.
Christ bowed down in unparalleled humility, that in his exaltation to the throne of God, he might also exalt those who believe in him, to a seat with him upon his throne. All who look upon Jesus in faith that the wounds and bruises that sin has made will be healed in him, shall be made whole.
The themes of redemption are momentous themes, and only those who are spiritually minded can discern their depth and significance. Faith and prayer are necessary in order that we may behold the deep things of God. Our minds are so bound about with narrow ideas, that we catch but limited views of the experience it is our privilege to have. How little do we comprehend what is meant by the prayer of the Apostle, when he says, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, and length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge.
Jesus beheld the human race, ignorant, apostate from God, standing under the penalty of the broken law, and he came to bring deliverance, to offer a complete pardon, signed by the majesty of heaven. If man will accept this pardon, he may be saved. If he rejects it, he will be lost.